Good morning. This is the song Home from Philip Phillips. I love this song, and I do that every week, don't I? Every week when I'm trying to like play DJ and turn the song down as I talk to you, I turn it up instead. Wonder what that's about. Anyway, good morning. Today, it's crazy. I live in San Francisco, and we don't really get thunder and lightning, but we have it today, and it was so unexpected. I guess I hadn't looked at the weather report, so I didn't know. But it's kind of really such a beautiful metaphor to wake up into something that we don't expect, or to wake up and to see new things or experience new things right away. Because sometimes, and especially right now, right in this pandemic, it can seem as if everything's the same and everything's going to stay the same. And there are so many reasons why this is such a helpful metaphor for me today. I've mentioned in a couple of the recent notes that my son has been going through a really hard time. And it's such a beautiful reminder that something unexpected can happen. And I guess thunder and lightning might be seen, I guess if it was in a movie or a poem, maybe they would be seen as something dark or negative, but I don't see it that way. I see it as just, again, that beautiful reminder that we really don't know what's next. And it made me feel hopeful, even though I know that's kind of a funny thing, because again, it's raining out and it's kind of dark, but it's the hopefulness of something unexpected happening. I feel like I'm repeating myself. I'm sorry if I am. I haven't really yet. I'm just sipping my first sip of coffee, and so I'm still in that kind of half sleep state. And part of it is that in that literal sleep state, I actually had been dreaming that I was talking to you on this recording. Wait, I have to turn this music off. So in my actual dreams, there was something that I was talking to you about, but when I walked in and turned on the recorder, what came out was about the thunder and lightning, and also because that song that I was just playing for you, Home, is one that my son had given me to listen to as comfort when we were moving about 6 years ago, and I really, really was sad. I didn't want to leave our other home. I didn't want to move. And I don't do well with that kind of big upheaval. I know a lot of people love a lot of people love change, and yet for me, there was just this real sadness. All right, let's see if I can pull all this together. I do feel as if I'm like in a big field. I feel like I'm in a big field walking, and I walk in one direction because I see there's a single little flower over there and I want to show it to you. But then this beautiful big oak tree appears and I want to go show you that. So I walk over there. And then I want to sit down on a log and think. That's what it feels like this morning. It seems like everything is kind of wanting to be centered around possibility and shift and new things coming in unexpectedly. And then I think the last piece I just have to bring in, because now it's knocking on the door of my mind to tell you, because it was what I was dreaming about, when I was dreaming, right before I woke up, I was making you a recording, and what I was saying to you was, it's so important to allow yourself to be exactly who you are. It's so crucial to, no matter how small it seems, whatever the movement is that you want, to allow yourself to have it, to do it, to be it, if that is what you're inclined to do, because that's just what you're inclined to do. And that so many of us censor, in big ways and small ways, who we are in order to be the quote unquote right person for the world, for the people in our lives, maybe for the person we love. And so when I woke up, I was really lit up by that idea of fully expressing ourselves no matter what. And I'm not sure, how many minutes? I'm already 6 minutes in, so I don't know if it's going to reveal itself, but it may. I have one more new thought that's coming in that's related. Maybe this message today is really just about allowing ourselves to wander in the realms of our curiosity, or to wander in the realms of our imagination. I'm taking a class, actually, unfortunately, just ended Friday, but I was taking a class with poet Ellen Bass, who I really love. She's an amazing poet, and she's also a beautiful teacher. And the last class we had was called Discovery. Maybe this is what this audio love note is about today. The class was on discovery, and she was talking about writing poetry, and that if we already know what a poem is about, and you could say this for anything, maybe this is the point. You could say this about anything. If we already know what we think it's about and what we've learned and what's gone on, then it's not as interesting. So she talks about it as the poem will lead you, or the writing will lead you, or we could say life will lead us. And I'm kind of doing it out loud for you unintentionally this morning, which is very interesting, which is just that what happens is we're drawn to different things. So for me this morning, I was drawn to that song Home. I didn't really know why. I was very much drawn to the thunder and the lightning going on. I was drawn to a particular poem that I had pulled out that I thought I was going to start with. I was drawn to Ellen Bass and the word discovery. Each of those things just kind of dropped in my consciousness. There were millions of other things, right, that could have come forward this morning. But those were the things that it's like they knocked on the door. It's like I'm still in my pajamas. It's like I walked into the studio in my pajamas, and each of these things knocked on the studio door to ask to be invited in. And so back to Ellen Bass, so her beautiful teachings about allowing the images to lead us. So she gave some examples from her own work where she started a poem with an image that called to her, something that spoke to her. And from there, different things would drop in. And maybe at first it would seem like they weren't even connected. And like, why is this here right now? But that inevitably our hearts or minds or spirits or however you want to say it lead us to the insight or the discovery. And I feel as if that's what you're kind of giving me this morning, which is this discovery of, wow, what, you know, all these different things. And Maybe what is so important, and especially during this pandemic, when, I don't know about you, but for me, it can seem as if it's the same news every day, or it's the same fears every day, or it's the same uncertainties or disappointments. I know there's a sameness going on. And what shifts that and what shifts us is when we realize, if we're actually really paying attention, if we're actually really grounded in our bodies and in our lives, there are all kinds of other discoveries to be made right now. And now the other thing that's dropping in, and this goes thank you to Shalane, who is in my Tuesday coaching group. Shalane posted something in our course this morning. Our course is called Living the Dream. And she posted a video, I don't know his name, unfortunately, but it was a teacher. And someone had asked him, what do we need to know about being happy? And his answer, I'm going to paraphrase it. He was said it, of course, much more beautifully. But his answer was basically, if we could remember every morning that waking up is extraordinary, if we could remember every morning that a lot of people who went to bed the night before are not waking up, but we are. And if most of the people around us, or all of the people, hopefully, that we love are also waking up around us, that is extraordinary. And that, he said, if we stopped thinking that we were mortal, even though most of us know that we're not, wait, immortal, I mean, whatever I said. He said, most of us sort of, even though we know we're not immortal, we live as if we are, or we like to think that way. There's some like illusion that we're living under. But if we really truly remembered that, we would wake up happy because our days are limited. So I'm going to throw that into my discovery pie that I'm making. And I am also going to read you the poem that I brought because it's here, sitting on my lap right here. It's called The World I Live In by Mary Oliver. I have refused to live locked in the orderly house of reasons and proofs. The world I live in and believe in is wider than that. And anyway, what's wrong with maybe? You wouldn't believe what once or twice I have seen. I'll just tell you this. Only if there are angels in your head will you ever possibly see one. Only if there are angels in your head will you ever possibly see one. So that just brings in one more element, which is maybe the same element. I've lost track. but it is that element of really allowing ourselves to open up to new possibility. And maybe that's the theme. I think that is the theme. I think I haven't yet gotten to it, and I'm not going to likely get to it in this audiogram to you, but maybe you'll help me. Maybe that's a part of this. Maybe this is a community effort of really what's life trying to tell us this morning? Because it's all of us. If I didn't have this commitment to show up for you each Sunday morning, I wouldn't be musing about all these things. And so you're a part of my conversation, right? That you're a very, very, very essential part. And so there's something that I think life does want to express. And it might have to be what I started with, which was that I've had this pain for my son and a lot of what he's been going through that's been so difficult. And my mama heart is soothed by the idea of the unexpected happening, so that it gives me some hope that something I can't think of or he can't think of will come forward like the thunder and the rain today to bring something new. There's that piece. There's the piece of also of allowing ourselves to follow the threads, follow the sparks, follow the whatever those pinpricks of light are that call to us, each of us individually. If you were here in my life today, you would have been seeing and experiencing a whole different grouping of things to call to you. And that, I think, was what my dream was telling me to convey, which is, you know, live what is true for you, speak what is true for you, gravitate toward what is calling to you individually, and it's going to be different for each of us. And that's where the real life is. And honest to God, I've just completely just forgotten all the rest of them. But you know what? I'm going to leave this. I'm going to go back to our song because I don't know. I feel it's calling to me. But there's also the beauty of this song, Home, which I don't even really know quite what the actual words are. But for me, it's that line, I'm going to make this place my home, that resonates with me, which is that wherever we are, that we're, and the people that we love are that are with us, we're creating home. And let's add into that this morning all the things that call to us. My home this morning includes you. My home this morning includes the thunder and the lightning and Mary Oliver's poem and this hope I have that something new will come in for my loved one and my coffee. And now that bird tweeting outside who seems to want to join the conversation. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe instead of playing the song, let's go see if I can capture him before I go. Or her, I should say. I don't really know. So the thunder and the lightning have stopped. In fact, I guess the rain has stopped. There's such a lovely, everything is so fresh. I guess it hasn't rained here in a long time now that I think about that too. That in itself is a beautiful metaphor, isn't it, for life? It was so parched the last few days and now it's lush and green. All right, listen, thank you for being here. I hope that you heard me when I said that you are essential. You're such an essential part of this conversation. And sometimes I get to hear from you, which I love. I love, love, love. Sometimes you may send me an email and respond and tell me something that sparked for you in the conversation. And that is just absolute joy for me. And sometimes I don't, right? Sometimes I don't hear from you, and that's fine too. I know that you're a part of the conversation anyway. And that's really, really, really important to me. And I want to just leave you with that word, discovery. Thank you, Ellen Bass. That word discovery of when you're going about your day, consider, like I just did in this musings that still haven't really quite, I don't think, coalesced into what the meaning is, but in that process of discovery that we are brought to life, we're brought to life in a new way when we consider these pieces of our life that are kind of whispering, some of them loudly, some of them more quietly to us and trying to get our attention. So have a beautiful Sunday. Love to hear from you. And I send you the smell of the earth after it's been raining and that sound of the bird in a still silent morning. Okay. Bye-bye.